There was a split second between laughter and the sound of the car striking the cement bridge barrier. I gripped the steering wheel so hard, I swore I felt it crack. The car pivoted upward and over the railing that was supposed to keep vehicles safe from the raging water below. I glanced in the rearview mirror and met Drake's eyes. My brother's gaze was filled with terror that no doubt reflected my own as we plummeted downward. A scream came from Sebastian in the passenger seat. I turned my head to look at him the same moment that the car hit the water. The force of the airbags deploying, along with the crash of the car into the water, struck so hard I blacked out. I came to at the sensation of icy water flowing past my knees.
"Finn, help!"
Drake shouted from the back seat. My seatbelt wouldn't unlock. Panic surged through me as the water flowed higher. I struggled in my seat, but the button wouldn't give. In a moment of desperation, I yanked at the seatbelt. The buckle popped, and I was out. Sebastian's head lolled forward. His arms dangled in the water that was now past his waist. I stared at the blood that trailed down his forehead.
"Finn!"
Drake's panicked voice gave me focus. The rear of the car was beginning to sink lower than the front. He struggled, but couldn't unlock the seatbelt. I climbed between the seats and grabbed Drake's buckle. I jerked back, and it broke free.
"We need to get Sebastian out," I told him.
The terror in my brother's eyes reminded me of one life-changing fact. Drake couldn't swim.
"Come on!"
I shouted above the roar of the river. I put my shoulder against the door and shoved with all of my strength. It opened a crack. I pushed again and forced my shoulders into the opening. Putting my hands against the door frame and my back to the door, I pushed with all my might. The door opened grudgingly. An ice floe hit the door with a resounding thud. The icy bite of the water lapped at my waist.
"Grab onto me,"
I told my brother. He did so with wordless obedience. The fear on his face said he was moments from breaking down. Then we would both be lost. If I was going to reach the shore and make it back for Sebastian, I had to act now. I gritted my teeth and pushed away from the car. I immediately realized why rescue swimmers held on to those they rescued instead of the other way around. In his panic, Drake climbed on top of me, pushing me deeper into the water. I struggled with the weight of my younger brother and the crush of the ice-filled water. My sneakers touched the bottom of the river. Adrenaline filled me. I pushed off and fought my way back to the top.
"Calm down," I shouted at Drake. "You're going to drown us both."
To my relief, he let me hook my arm around his shoulders the way I had seen in the movies. I kicked off the car and struggled through the water toward the shore. When my feet finally touched the ground, I shoved Drake ahead of me. He scrambled up the bank and pulled me with him. We both collapsed in the dirt.
"The car!"
Drake gasped. I shoved up to a sitting position just in time to see the car sink beneath the water.
"Sebastian!"
I shouted.
"Finn, wait!"
Drake said with terror in his voice. I jumped off the bank without looking back. The water was so cold it stole my breath and made my muscles seize. Ice floes battered against me. I could barely make out the hood of the car against the dark water. I dove beneath the surface. Drake's door had shut. I pounded against it, but I couldn't break through the glass. I hit the window again and again, but the water hindered my strength. My arms stopped responding to my commands, and my paddling was no longer enough to keep me afloat. I tried to hold on to the car, but my frozen fingers couldn't find a purchase. Exhaustion stole through my sluggish mind. I knew in that moment that I was going to drown.